AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Ice and snow are causing dozens of car crashes in Iowa and Nebraska, at least one of which was deadly in Omaha. As temperatures plunge, a tornado watch has been issued for parts of six states in the Mid-South. New Yorker Clint Modesti, who was shoveling snow outside his Brooklyn church, says it's not his favorite chore.
It's not so bad for now, but I don't know about later on. I don't like doing this right now. Shoveling? No. That's not me. Too much work.
Let There Be Peace on Earth is the song that capped a memorial service filled with moving tributes to the late space pioneer John Glenn. A chorus sang the song to a packed Ohio State University auditorium this afternoon. Vice President Joe Biden was there and said that John Glenn handled his success and fame with humility.
I think John defined what it meant to be America, what it meant to be an American, what we were about, just by how we acted. It was always about promise. We were a country of possibilities.
John Glenn died December 8th at age 95. Shoppers, this is the final full weekend to get your Christmas shopping done. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
Stores are once again counting on last-minute buyers for the final stretch of holiday shopping, especially today, which could be the busiest shopping day of the year. Retail consultant Joseph Schmidt says you may see some good sales, even though retailers were trying to avoid deep discounts earlier on.
While every retailer that we were working with is saying that they were trying to be less promotional during the season, and they're going to hold out and try to maximize margins, the customer wasn't responding to that and holding out on their purchases.
Only eight more shopping days till Christmas. I'm Sandy Kozel.
This is AP Radio News. Howard Bingham, longtime personal photographer, confidant, and perhaps the closest friend of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, has died. Ross Simpson has more.
During a friendship that spanned more than half a century, Bingham took literally hundreds of thousands of photos of Ali that ranged from the three-time world heavyweight champion's many ring triumphs to quiet day-to-day moments with his family. Bingham captured the young, handsome champion preparing for his first championship fight against Sonny Liston in 1964. And years later, the aging Ali, hand-shaking from Parkinson's disease, preparing to light the flame opening the 1996 Olympic Games. Howard Bingham, dead at the age of 77 in Los Angeles. I'm Ross Simpson.
A federal judge says Volkswagen, U.S. regulators, and attorneys for car owners have made substantial progress on a deal for the remaining 80,000 diesel vehicles caught in the company's emissions cheating scandal. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.